Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me. You know, this show is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And that's why I have organized these wonderful and inspiring in-depth conversations with leading experts on various aspects of our health and well-being. And by the way, if you'd like to get the archive shows that I do, not only for What Women Must Know, but also my other program on Progressive Radio Network, which is called The Love Code, then you can just go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, or my Facebook page, like me there. And that Facebook page is What Women Must Know. And I post the archive shows every week, either on my Facebook page or you get it delivered to your inbox if you opt into my website, and then you'll be able to enjoy and benefit from all of these great conversations that I have. And today we are talking about the Tao of Rejuvenation for Women with Angelo Druda, who is a Chinese herbalist. I actually call Angelo a master Chinese herbalist. And a little bit about Angelo. An old country woman first showed Angelo the medicinal power of herbs in 1970 in upstate New York. Thus began a botanical study that still has not come to an end. Angelo is a certified practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine and a senior educator at Mate Moche, the ministry established by the spiritual teacher Adi Da Samraj to instruct and serve human beings about the death process. Angelo's seminars about ancient rejuvenation practices and the death process has been offered all over the world. And he is the author of The Tao of Rejuvenation, Fundamental Principles of Health, Longevity, and Essential Well-Being. And it's my pleasure to welcome Angelo once again to the show. It's been a while, and he is back. So, Angelo, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's good to be back. It's good to be with you again. How are you?
I am good. I'm actually excellent, and I have to say a lot of that is because of you. And, you know, my audience may not know this, but we have had an association, oh my God, Angelo, I don't know, 30 years or more. Goes way back in time now, but I have been blessed by meeting you in this lifetime because through you and your wisdom and knowledge and the customized herbal formulas that we're going to be talking about today based on the wisdom of traditional Chinese medicine, which I have been taking every day since we first met 30-something years ago, has been profound in my health and rejuvenation, actually. So I am forever indebted to you, Angelo, truly, and I have told you that many times, but I'm sincere in saying that because I've just thrived as a result. In every decade that I have worked with you, I just get healthier and healthier, and I see phenomenal changes in the people that are working with your special customized formulas as well. So that's why I want you to come back. We're going to talk about the Tao of Rejuvenation, especially for women, to really help women. And you don't work just with women, by the way, but we're going to focus on women today. Understand what is going on in their bodies through the process of life. And as they go through the later decades in life, what is going on? So we know what we need to do to optimize our well-being and, as I like to say, get younger and healthier as we get older, which I feel you're helping me to do. So having said all that, it's always so inspiring to have you on the program because you do share such profound insights into things. And traditional Chinese medicine has so much to offer us in the way of healing and rejuvenation. So let's just jump in, Angelo, and let's talk about, from a TCM perspective, what is rejuvenation?
By the way, Cheryl, if I hadn't said it to you, the blessing of our friendship works both ways. So that should be said. The other thing that should be said is that China actually had the first gynecological medical specialty in the world. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, early traditional Chinese doctors were clear that a woman's anatomy and physiology was quite unique and required a unique perspective and unique treatments in order to keep women healthy. So the Chinese were involved in this consideration and practice and creating a school of gynecology back when, well, Westerners were still mucking around in Europe. and so it is the first gynecological specialty that appeared on Earth. Now, rejuvenation, according to Chinese medicine, well, Chinese medicine, the whole system is fundamentally based on one principal observation. And that observation is simply that if the organ systems of the body are brought into harmony with one another, if the energies of the body, the qi, the living life energy of the body, is nurtured and preserved, and if the living essences of the body are nurtured and preserved, then the body will heal itself. The body has its own inherent regenerative chemistry. So if the organ systems are served to function in harmony and the inherent energies, innate energies of the body are nurtured and preserved and kept strong, and if the living essences of the body are kept strong, then the body secretes a healing and regenerative chemistry. We all know that this chemistry exists. We've all been sick on Monday, and then suddenly on Tuesday, we feel completely fine. We've all had that experience. Well, what happened in between? The chemistry of dis-ease changed to the chemistry of healing and health. And so that is the fundamental observation. And then if we preserve this harmony in the body, and we preserve it over time, then the body can thrive over time. And if we persist in this practice of harmonizing the organ systems and preserving the energies and essences of the body, then the body can thrive for a great long time. So that's the fundamental rational observation, is bring it all into harmony and the body will do the job itself. The body will heal dis-ease and the body will regenerate itself and it will thrive.
Now, that's a really fundamental belief. It's a fundamental concept that we need to embrace, that the body has this capacity to heal and even regenerate if supported optimally. That there is an intelligence in our body that knows how to restore optimal functioning, deal with any imbalance, and bring us back to a place of homeostasis once again. That's an innate intelligence. And I think it's a fundamental belief system that establishes a paradigm that supports us in making the choices to assist the body, right, in maintaining that balance and homeostasis, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, and probably all the above.
Exactly. That's exactly. So what is the work of the health practitioner? What is the work of the true doctor? Well, the true doctor is just trying to serve the body in that process. The true doctor knows he or she is not going to do the healing. The body itself will do the healing. The chemistry of the body needs to be changed. I mean, and so Exactly right. That's the work, is bring that intelligence, bring that healing chemistry out of the body, serve that process. Interestingly enough, in this ancient gynecological specialty that developed in China, there really isn't a word about hormones. They did not observe the body microscopically in those days. And yet today, Chinese medicine is still extremely efficacious for creating hormonal balance. Why is that? Well, because the body itself knows how to create the proper balance of hormones. I mean, the complexity of hormonal balance in the body is immense. It's an immense complexity. But if you bring the body into balance, then the body itself will create that hormonal balance, and that is why Chinese gynecology continues to be used today in this modern era after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for hormonal balance, is for that very reason.
I find that such an interesting concept because in our culture, we, of course, you know, compartmentalize things. We see hormones as, you know, being out of balance and disconnected from anything else. And in the work I've done and books I've written, I was really observing the story of hormones, but I've arrived at the place that hormones are just symptoms of imbalances that have to do with proper functioning of key systems like liver, like the kidney energy, like your digestive system. That these are the underlying dynamics, some much of the time, that causes symptoms, which we call hormonal imbalance. And that's what I want us to explore, Angela, and help people to understand that we need to stop trying to manipulate hormones and give bioidentical hormones or pill or whatever to women to deal with their symptoms, rather than really support them at the most fundamental level.
Agreed.
So, let's talk about how we do that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the most common gynecological imbalance that we see in Chinese gynecological medicine. The most common gynecological imbalance that we see in the practice of Chinese medicine really involves a liver and spleen disharmony. Now, if you consider the liver is the organ in the body that's mediating all of our emotional, psychic, and physical stresses, you detailed that out earlier in our conversation. It's also the organ that's processing the toxins in the bloodstream. The spleen, then, is that great life center of energy in the center of the body, which is digesting energy, which is digesting food, rather, and creating energy from that food. It's manufacturing blood from the good stuff in the food, and it's helping excrete the bad stuff. Well, you get a disharmony because life is stressful and the diet can be toxic, and the liver then begins to become imbalanced, and then that weakens the energy of the spleen, and so now the spleen is not creating the abundant blood production in the body that is required. And this, in a nutshell, is one of the most common gynecological imbalances that we see. There's not enough blood production in the body to nurture the ovaries, so immediately the hormonal secretions of the ovaries are affected. Immediately there are hormonal imbalances because the ovaries are not getting there. Fundamental nutrition, the blood. And then there are all these menstrual imbalances from and the emotional difficulty that women can report in the premenstrual phase, emotional difficulty, anger, sadness, that's a sign that the free flow of energy through the liver is stuck. You're not getting free flow of the chi and energy through the liver. It's stuck in the upper part of the body. It's stuck in the liver. So now that inhibits free flow of blood in the body also, and that can create a whole host of gynecological imbalances. So it's all coming from an imbalance of two great organ systems, the liver and the spleen. If you look at the most commonly prescribed gynecological formula in Chinese medicine, both in the past and now in the present, that formula harmonizes liver function and nurtures blood production and restores good, strong blood flow to the ovaries. It is an ancient formula. It is used today as a highly effective formula. And this whole hormonal imbalance is being created by this disharmony between two great organ systems in the body. Now, if you were going to attempt to create the hormonal cocktail yourself, as has been done in modern medicine, well, you have to get the combination right. You have to get the dosing right. It's extremely difficult business. You balance out those organ systems, harmonize the body, and the ovaries will get that hormonal balance right. That's one example.
Yeah, because, you know, symptoms like PMS and, you know, maybe lack of periods and a variety of, you know, infertility issues all relate to these dynamics. And to me, it just is such a profound system because through a competent practitioner using a diagnosis of pulses and tongue, which we'll get into why the tongue is a great diagnostic tool, you are able to identify where those patterns of imbalance exist, what systems and in what way they're out of balance, and then with these special formulas, these ancient formulas that can be customized to each individual pattern, can bring about the harmonization again. And you know, that's what it's all about. It's bringing the body back into balance, not trying to force it or to shut it down or the many ways that the traditional allopathic approach has been to women and their health.
Exactly. I mean, you can think of rejuvenation. We were talking about rejuvenation. There's three parts to rejuvenation, and I certainly detail this in the Tao of Rejuvenation. The three part, the first part is purification. Purification pertains to the blood. Keep the blood pure. The more toxins you deposit in the bloodstream, the harder the liver has to work, the more the regenerative chemistry of the body is harmonized. First stage is purification. Second stage is rebalancing. Rebalancing the autonomic nervous system, settling the autonomic nervous system, creating harmony, balance in the body. This allows this purified blood and a harmonized nervous system allows then the third part of rejuvenation to happen, which is the endocrine system. The hormonal secretions then come forth from the endocrine system, the secretions of reproductive hormones in their proper balance, in their proper order, the secretion of growth hormones in their proper balance, in their proper order. So the whole principle really of healing and rejuvenation is purification, rebalancing, rejuvenation. Purify the blood, rebalance the nervous system, and then allow the endocrine system to do its miraculous work. I mean, it's just absolutely miraculous work of secreting the healing and the rejuvenative chemistry. Now, naturopathy, which you have practiced for many years, really, you know, so much of naturopathy is about purifying the blood. And they, we notice when you start cleaning up the blood, you clean these toxins out, people get better. It's just fundamental observation that is made. So much of Chinese medicine, really, is about purifying the blood for sure, and it is about helping to harmonize the autonomic nervous system. In some sense, that's really what acupuncture does so beautifully in Chinese medicine, is rebalancing the nervous system. And then really the thrust of Chinese internal medicine, this so-called Chinese herbal medicine, has been to serve and help and stimulate the endocrine secretions of both of the healing chemistry and the regenerative chemistry. So much of the medicines that were developed by early Chinese doctors are about that, to serve the endocrine system in its secretion of this healing chemistry. So purification, rebalancing, rejuvenation, it can be done at home, you know? It's like, it's a healing that we can take with us, so we can do it at home, and it doesn't require outside experts, you know? I mean, live well, eat well, rebalance the body. It could be acupuncture. It can be proper exercise. It can be meditation. Do the things that harmonize the nervous system, and then people can take natural supplements that nurture the endocrine system and are like a fundamental fuel for the endocrine system's secretion of the healing and regenerative chemistry. I'm telling you, nobody can come up with that in the laboratory.
Right. Let's talk about, from a traditional Chinese medicine point of view and understanding, what is their take on perimenopause and menopause? Like, what's happening in the in a woman's body? What changes are going on? How is the energy altered or addressed through this time of a woman's life?
Yes, yes. Well, Chinese gynecology has had and still has a wholly positive point of view towards the so-called menopause. In some sense, menopause can be described as a regenerative process, in the sense that a woman, her body has been manufacturing a menstrual cycle for the better part of her adult life for the sake of reproduction, for the sake of the survival of the human species. Women carry around this complex reproductive cycle, and then the body manufactures a menstrual cycle monthly for many years. At some point, the body, it is observed in the body's intelligence that it can no longer really afford to manufacture this period, this menstrual cycle, that the time of reproduction is over. And now those resources that have been used for the sake of reproduction now should be used for the sake of longevity. And so the body turns off the menstrual cycle in its own time and in its own way. And therefore, then those resources, those living energies and essences that I was talking about at the beginning of our conversation today, they can be used to just preserve the longevity of the body, preserve the health of the body. So Chinese gynecology has a wholly positive point of view about it. Now, if you get up and you want to somehow or other maintain your life as a teenager, well, then that's another consideration. And in some sense, I guess that's why hormone replacement therapy is so appealing. But from Chinese medical point of view and from the Taoist medical point of view, there was no call to go back and be teenagers again. The call is to harmonize with your own particular stage of life. The chi, the energy of the body, is not the same abundant kind of wild chi of our teenage years, but that chi can be high quality, good chi. So in Taoist medicine, it was said, what you do at each stage of life is you harmonize with that stage of life. And by harmonizing with that stage of life, you preserve the harmony of the body. So, yeah, menopause, a wholly positive point of view. Now, there is no such thing as perimenopause in Oriental medicine. And from an Oriental medical gynecological point of view, perimenopause is just being caused either by deficiencies in the body or by certain excess imbalances in certain organ systems. Mostly it's deficiencies in the body. I spoke a little bit earlier about the blood deficiency in the spleen. So if women are beginning to see as they move through their late 40s that the period is beginning to wane, and maybe there are certain irregularities in the cycle now beginning to show themselves, well, that may be called perimenopause in Western medicine, just as Western medicine likes to name things and chooses to name things and publishes vast books of disease names. In Oriental medicine, it's not named. We're just trying to observe, well, what's the cause of it? And the cause is almost always in the late 40s, certain deficiencies, usually blood deficiency, yin deficiency of the kidneys. And interestingly enough, if you treat these perimenopausal symptoms, then usually in the highest percentage of cases, those symptoms disappear. In some cases, then, no, it's just the prelude to menopause, and the so-called perimenopause becomes menopause. But fundamentally, what we're seeing in that stage that precedes menopause are just certain deficiencies that can be quite natural. They're quite naturally disappearing. And again, the blood and these living essences of the kidneys, these are the primary sources from which the menstrual cycle is manufactured. The menstrual blood, the menstrual flow is manufactured from the blood of the body and the kidney essences of the body. So late 40s, living a stressful life, a difficult life, it's hard times on planet Earth today. Most everyone will concur with that. These deficiencies may show up a lot earlier than the average age that a woman goes into menopause, which is somewhere around the age of 50.
That's such an important point, and I think it really needs to be emphasized that in an allopathic model, you know, we see symptoms and patterns, and we name it. You know, perimenopause is a relatively new name that was created to address this period of a life, you know, between 40 and 50. But what TCM has observed and what you are saying is that, you know, when you start getting into your 40s, depending how you live, depending on your levels of stress, the things you've been exposed to, you know, how well you've recovered from childbirth and nourished the body, or, you know, the infinite number of things that impact us in our life will show up in symptoms related to our menstruation as well as other things. I don't think it's just the menstrual cycle that's altered. If you talk to people, their sleep patterns have altered, their moods have altered, they may be gaining weight. I mean, these are all indications that the body has reached the point where the variety of stressors are taking their toll. And that is what we need to become aware of, rather than think I'm in this stage of life that needs hormones. Because often the symptoms that show up around this time, between 40 and 50, and you know, I always like to say a menopause is when you've gone 12 complete months without a menstrual cycle. Before that, you're in this other period, depending on the state of your health, that's often when women go to their doctors, complain of hormonal imbalance, and then they're told, well, you know, your hormones are waning, your estrogen is waning, and we need to put you on some form of hormone replacement. I see that all the time. And knowing what I know, I'm kind of horrified at that process, because I know that it can just create more problems than what you even started with.
Yes, you've been talking about that for many years, going back over the many years
right.
of our association. You've been talking and educating women about that for many, many, many years. Well, they used to teach you in sales school, you got to create the need, then you can sell the product. Create the name, then you can sell the medicine. There's really nothing worse than walking around with disease names, you know? Nothing more dreadful from carrying that all around. Well, you know, there are certain diseases. There's a certain virtue in naming it, because then we can bring on whatever empirical approaches that we know to be helpful in this condition. But no, I mean, it's there is no real perimenopause. It is just another name created, like fibromyalgia. What is it? Who knows? What's causing it? Who knows? But you know, we create names for these things, and that's how it works. So yeah, and it's tough. So any woman by the age of 40 now, I mean, you know, just a couple of doses of the daily news these days is enough to bring down anybody. But so yeah, and life is stressful, and life is difficult for women who are mothers and professionals and nurses and doctors, and it's a lot to carry. I mean, I just think about the work that my daughter does as a health practitioner and a mother and a wife. That's a lot. By the time you enter into your 40s, just about everybody's yeah. going to be showing some kinds of deficiencies. If we were living in some beautiful village with a local waterfall and we were eating the fruits off the trees, maybe there'd be no so-called perimenopause, but we're not. These are difficult times. And so, yeah, but, you know, the same approach is taken to perimenopause. If there are deficiencies, as it is taught in Chinese medicine, well, tonify the deficiency. If something is weak, strengthen it. If something is overactive, clear it, calm it, cool it. Take that approach. Harmonize the body, bring it back into harmony. The body knows what to do. The body knows how to change and heal itself. And the body will keep going. Look at us. We're still gabbing here, Cheryl.
That's right. Better than ever, actually.
I would never want to be a teenager again.
and I mean, I remember when I think we first met, I came to you because I was having all sorts of symptoms showing up, from severe allergies to arthritis to thyroid imbalances to insomnia. You know, I was a mess. And we began this journey of unraveling these imbalances that were happening, particularly spleen and liver, and, you know, the stress I was under. And now I don't have any of those symptoms, Angelo. I actually have no symptoms. I don't have no problems with insomnia and no allergies, no arthritis, I mean, nothing. So compared to where I was in my 40s and compared decades down the track, I'm actually healthier, and I would say younger in that definition than I was when I was in my 40s, because I was willing to work with this model and take responsibility and take the formulations of the herbs and address the diet and my lifestyle and, you know, do all the things that need to be done to restore balance and harmony. And when you do that, when you get later in life, you actually can stay healthy and, I like to say, ageless. If you don't, then you pay the price, actually.
you pay the price. You know, there's one thing to learn in life as an adult, and that is right life, right living. And, you know, cause and effect. Every action has a reaction. You know, every toxin has an effect. And like you, as I said, I wouldn't go back to being a teenager. The imbalances that I suffered as a teenager and the health difficulties were legion. But you learn in life right living, and you practice right living, and you resort to the wisdom of our ancestors when needed. And there is and has been a tradition of bodily rejuvenation in our inheritance. There are ancient schools of bodily rejuvenation. They do come out of the ancient traditional medical schools of China, of India, of Tibet. These are schools in which people studied and practiced rejuvenation, and much of it rests on right life, right living. And this is the practice of real health. Yes, if you have a cardiac arrest, go to a big city trauma unit. Those guys will save your life. But we're talking here about the preservation of health and the regeneration of the body, and that is of a different order. And we've all inherited this tradition. I tried to describe something of that tradition in the Tao of Rejuvenation just to let people know I didn't invent it. I didn't think up Chinese medicine. I didn't think up Taoist medicine. It was there in the great tradition of our inheritance. Right life practice of healing and of rejuvenation. Yeah.
I want us to be sure to talk about one of my favorite topics when it comes to traditional Chinese medicine and menopause, and that is this term called yin deficiency. And you always say, which is a traditional Chinese understanding, that as you age, the tendency of the body is for yang to overtake yin, which you will explain. I find that so fascinating, so profound, and also that understanding gives us a way to restore that harmony and balance that occurs as we age if we don't take the necessary steps to support the body at that time of our life.
Okay. Well, everybody's heard the terms yin and yang. There needs to be yin and yang in order for there to be bodily life. The yang is the life energy. The life energy in the body that moves the body, that allows the body to do the work. In Ayurvedic medicine of India, they're called pranas. They're the energies of the body that do the work of digestion and breathing. These are all pranas or qi. These are yang forces, the life fire. The body has a life fire at its base called the kidneys, the basal metabolic life fire. Well, the body also requires living water. We've been talking about a woman's menstrual cycle and the living blood and these essences from which the cycle is created. Well, these are the living essences of the body, the yin essences, the living water of the body. Now, there's a beautiful little image that comes out of ancient Chinese medicine, which is that the yang fire interacts with the living yin water, just like a spark of fire could go into a pot of water and you get steam. So you have the living yang fire, you have the living yin water, and they interact, and the steam is the energy, it is the qi, it is the pranas that allow the body to do its work. Well, over time, both those yang fires and those yin living essences, they wane, called aging. They're being used up. They're waning. They're disappearing. And these yin essences are very critical in women because their body has been manufacturing a menstrual cycle every month for many years. So women then tend to see this yin deficiency far more pronounced and far earlier than men typically see it, although it's the case in all human bodies that the yin essences wane. The fundamental description of the aging process, according to Oriental medicine, is this one sentence: the yang consumes the yin. The yang consumes the yin. So, in other words, the fire of life activity begins to dry up the living waters. In a sense, that is menopause. The yang of living has started to dry up the yin essences, so the body turns off the menstrual cycle. So the fundamental description of the aging process is the yang consumes the yin. So the fundamental approach to treating the effects of the aging process is to nurture the yin. You take the most commonly reported symptom of menopause in women is hot flushing, hot flashes, right? Why is that heat flush rising up from the base of the body right up to the head? Well, because the yin essences are not able to keep that fire under control as they were before, because they become too low. Well, you nurture those kidney essences, hot flushes disappear, and the body harmonizes. So this yin essence is critical. And then just the yin of activity. I mean, we're looking at a world now of climate change. Really, everything's heating up. Everything's drying out. In a sense, planet Earth has a severe yang imbalance, too damn much fire. I'm speaking from Northern California. I know what I'm looking at. I know what I'm talking about here. There's just too much fire, not enough rain, not enough yin, not enough water. Well, who originally created all of that? People became young, imbalanced. We're all just full of activity, full of things to do, burning things of all kinds. So yin is not only involves the nurturing of the yin essences, but yin involves this harmonization that we talked about earlier. Calming, deep relaxation, meditation, contemplation, just deep sleep. Deep sleep is the least expensive way to nurture the yin of the body. You go to sleep at night, body goes into a state of deep rest, and these yin and yang essences and fires, well, they regenerate through deep sleep. Everybody knows how debilitating it is when you don't get good quality sleep. So yes, the nurturing the yin essences of the body is a big thing. And I would say, compared to ancient Chinese medicine, it's an even bigger thing in the West, because Westerners are just a whole lot more active than ancient, than the clients that ancient medical doctors saw. I mean, and we live in this time of a great fire imbalance. So we need to nurture the yin. And you do it through quality sleep. You do it through rest and relaxation. You do it through happy, intimate time with family and loved ones and friends. You do it through meditation. Is allow this deep, nurturing well of yin to regenerate and rejuvenate it. And yes, within the Chinese pharmacopoeia, within the Oriental materia medica, ancient doctors found yin essences in nature. In other words, they found plants mostly in relationship to talking about yin essences. They found plants that had a very similar molecular construction as the yin essences in the body. These are mostly very rich roots, and they extract these essences from the plants, from the roots, and they are put into the human body, and they start nurturing and bringing up the yin essences of the body. And so it can treat the dryness, the hot flushes, and just be used to preserve the living waters of the body. Everybody knows what happens when the yin-yang balance in an automobile takes place. You have too much fire coming from the spark plugs. You don't have enough water cooling it. Well, that fire damages the machinery. Well, it can be similar in the human body. So early Chinese doctors found these wonderful formulas that nurture the yin essences of the body. And I know between the both of us, we treated thousands of women for these basic menopausal symptoms, so much of which are overheating, with these approaches. And we've both seen just how directly that overheating and that hot flushing will stop just by the use of these medicines. So, yeah, there's some great wisdom there.
There is great wisdom there, and this is my preferred way to work with people, I mean, women or men, and using your skills as a Chinese, I call you, Angelo, I know you're humble, but I call you a master Chinese herbalist, and I'm really understanding what's out of balance in the body, and I just want us to talk a little bit about the role of tongue diagnosis in traditional Chinese medicine. I know it's also used in Ayurvedic medicine and other traditions because the tongue is a roadmap and much more accurate in many ways than getting a whole battery of blood tests to see what really is happening and where and in what patterns in the system may be out of balance. So can we talk a little bit about how tongue diagnosis is a part of understanding what's going on in the body?
Yes, my computer desktop is loaded with tongue photographs these days. The sign of the times. Well, the three stools, the three legs of the diagnostic stool of Chinese medicine, the first leg is pulse diagnosis, where the doctor palpates the pulses of the body, and these can correspond to all kinds of patterns and organ systems in the body. That's number one. Number two is tongue diagnosis, where the practitioner looks at the person's tongue. And it is said in Chinese medicine, and I would concur with this after many years of looking at thousands of human tongues, is that the tongue is an internal organ that we can actually see. And the terrain of the tongue actually corresponds to the whole organ system of the body. And so the second leg of that diagnostic stool is tongue diagnosis. And the third leg of the stool is interviewing the client and finding out what are the signs and symptoms that they are reporting. Now, I'd say in this day and age, we are speaking now in a world that is pretty much in quarantine. And so much more of medical services being provided remotely. There's just a lot of people not getting in a room with practitioners at this stage of the game unless absolutely necessary. So the tongue diagnosis is a very excellent tool, particularly considering that we can take photographs of the tongue now and enlarge them. Now, this is a little tool that early Chinese doctors did not have. A person can only stick their tongue out for a few moments. So you had to see a lot in a brief amount of time. But now we can actually enlarge Hung photographs and really get a good look at them and really study them. And this has been primarily the way I've been working these days, because we haven't been receiving people in the clinic right now. And so the tongue diagnoses are excellent, so that you can provide a tongue diagnosis and it can be enlarged and it can be looked at. And then we can interview a person via the phone, via Zoom, via Skype, via all kinds of technological means now, just as many hospitals are doing now with medical robots and such. We can do that consultation and get a good picture of the signs and symptoms. And in conjunction with the tongue diagnosis, it provides a pretty good amount of diagnostic information from which we can prescribe, and then we can also then therefore send medicines all over the world, again, using the technology of this modern time. So the tongue is that internal organ in which we can see, and it betrays a good deal about the human body if you study it and if you see a lot of them. I mean, really, you know, this is really how early Chinese doctors were trained. Go out and take 1,000 people's pulses and don't come back to the classroom until you've taken 1,000 pulses. Because everything is relative. You see, the wisdom comes in the relativity of it all. Don't come back until you've looked at 1,000 tongue photographs. The more you see, the more you learn, the more you begin to see the relativity among human beings of it all. And so nowadays, primarily right now, the tongue diagnosis, we're using it, and it's an excellent tool in the modern age.
I think it's profound. It's like a hologram of the body. So the entire body and all the organ systems are found within the tongue. And
yep.
The coloring and the creases and the crevices and the, you know, marks are all really an indication of what's happening and where it's happening and how it's happening in the body. So it's quite profound. That's why I often say that a tongue diagnosis is more accurate than getting a slew of blood tests done, you know, which may not even be accurate.
I've certainly seen that in some cases. The more diagnostic information you have, the better. I mean, that's how any clinician feels. The more diagnostic information you can get, the better, you know. But you're right, it's pretty profound, and it's all there, and the locations and different organ systems are there, and the microcosm of the bodily patterning is right there in the tongue.
Yeah. It's fascinating. I find it fascinating. So in the few minutes we have left, Angela, let's talk about your website. Let's talk about what you are offering with your herbal formulas. Let people know how they can learn more about you and the formulas that you actually personally formulate, and the purity of your products as well.
The website is traditionalbotanicalmedicine.com. That's T for traditional, B for botanicalmedicine.com, GBmedicine.com, traditionalbotanicalmedicine.com. There's a good deal of writing and educational material on that site. So if people want to find out more about general information on Oriental medicine and specific medicine on specific and specific information on specific conditions, there is a good deal of information on that website. There's also a little herb shop, and in that herb shop, there are some formulas listed that we have just discovered over the years, are kind of good general use formulas for people. In other words, people can just, you have a bladder infection, you can go on the website and get the clear bladder formula, and it'll get rid of the bladder infection. So there are formulas like that that people can just go and buy and use. If people want to do a complete health consultation, including tongue photographs and a consultation on the phone or Zoom or Skype or some other form, then that can be done too. And people simply have to contact us off the website, and we can tell them how that would proceed and how that is arranged. The formulas here, we have a complete and large pharmacy of medicine here. We do use medical tinctures as our primary healing instrument. This allows us to create a complex formula in liquid form and ship it anywhere in the world. We found the tinctures to be easy to take, and those tinctures are created either with organic herbs, or when organic herbs are not available in that specific herb, then lab-tested herbs. In other words, the herbs we use are either certified organic, or they have been tested in the laboratory showing that they are safe and free of major toxic residues. So we use organic and lab-tested herbs. We make the tinctures here, and this allows us to write complex formulas of anywhere from 10 to 15 or 16 herbs that can be used by people. And that's traditionalbotanicalmedicine.com. The book is The Tao of Rejuvenation, and that can be found on Amazon. And there is a Spanish edition, which I will not attempt to pronounce. El Tao de Juventud Eterna, and that is available in Spanish-speaking countries. You can see why I was shy about trying that.
Well, you know, you just offer such a wealth of wisdom and insights in bringing those ancient understandings into modern times, and also, you know, bringing these formulas together, Angelo, and it just needs to be said, in traditional Chinese medicine, unlike, you know, what we do in a Western approach, it's not just one thing. It's balancing all the systems that are out of balance through that diagnosis. So that's why it's a complex formula, and it's individualized for people if they want to work with you and do a consultation with you, which
yes,
I highly recommend.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's always such a pleasure to have you on the show, Angelo. I always love having our conversations. I learn so much, and I'm sure it's been quite an education for everyone listening as well. So thank you so much for all the great work that you do and the wisdom that you bring into this world. And I am so grateful that I have found you in this lifetime, because I wouldn't be who I am feeling the way I do without you. So, again, much gratitude to you, Angelo.
My gratitude to you, Cheryl. Thank you so much. Been a pleasure to chat with you again.
We'll do it again soon. And to everyone listening, thank you again. The website is tbmedicine.com. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You've been listening to What Women Must Know. And until next time, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.